The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was the tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Ituria and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas. The word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Gospel of the Lord. I'm very impressed by one of the words from the first reading of the prophet Baruch, the last words. God is leading Israel in joy by the light of his glory, with his mercy and justice for company. God is leading Israel in joy. This prophet is a disciple of Jeremiah. They both proclaim the good news to the Israel people was in captives in Babylon for many, many years. And this prophet gives them hope because the Lord will save them. Although they betray the Lord, the Lord forgives them. That's a perfect message that we have to learn today. The first word Jesus, when he was risen from the tomb to the disciples, he said, "Peace be with you." This peace means joy. This joy coming from the Lord, he proclaimed, it's given. This joy because we follow him. In other sense, when we do the will of God the Father, we will be at peace. We will be in joy. Otherwise, we cannot. So even this joy is given by the Lord, still we have to put into practice by ourselves. First of all, not to be joyful in that way. Joy means to live the will of God the Father. And God the Father is not always give us pleasant situations. He taught us how to live in the life of Jesus. Through his word, through his path, we learn step by step. You know, Jesus, when he was born in Bethlehem, even for the first instance, they have to fled to Egypt because he will be persecuted in Judea. So he have to go to Israel. Afterwards, he came back. All through his ministry for 3 years, he wasn't welcome all the time. But Jesus is always at peace. Because what? Because he is doing the will of God the Father. Although under persecution, he has peace. Today, we will have peace unless we say out yes to the will of God the Father. The same, we are all children of God. We are brothers and sisters of Jesus. No exception. All peace coming from the Lord. All peace coming from doing the will of God the Father. When we're doing well, you have peace. Then you have joy. You have no conversion, there's no more joy. So Jesus once says, in heaven, if one sinner converts, there's more joy than 10 people doesn't have to convert themselves. Joy for the Lord is always we are coming step closer to the Lord. When we say we prepare Christmas, that means one more step, second St. Evan, one more step towards the Lord. Not just a baby Jesus in the crib, but it's, we meet Jesus, live Jesus. Where is he? He said very clearly, whatever you do to this, you're doing it to me. So whatever you do to your neighbor, you are doing favor to the Lord. You come one more step to the Lord. If you refuse to love, you refuse to give a helping hand, you're one more step away from. Although you are living, we are Advent, the second Sunday Advent, but you are go back to the first Sunday. Still you're far away from the Lord. The Lord is love. When you have this mutual love, there is the presence there. Jesus also promised, with two or three are united in my name, that means loving one another, I am in your midst. So today, when we love together, for example, you pay attention, forget all the distractions, you pay attention by love. Love doesn't mean you have to do all actions, but love you do this present moment. This present moment, you try to listen with your attention. I try to speak your attention. I try to love you, you try to love me. This mutual love, that is the presence of the Lord. This is our Christmas. This is our message of God. The kingdom of God is at hand. So thank the Lord that he will be present whenever we love, especially mutual love. In the church, we love in this way. Going home with your brothers and sisters, share the difficulties. Be obedient, more obedient to your parents. And there's love. Where there's mutual love, there's a presence of the Lord. And that's a real sense of Christmas. We are still far from our journey, but still, if you are not closer, there will be farther. One cannot serve two masters. If you say yes, every day, start anew. No matter what we were yesterday, but important is today. Don't worry about tomorrow. Just today. We set out yes, as Jesus at the Garden of Gethsemane. Father, leave this chalice away from me, but it's not according to my will, but your will be done upon me.